Lieutenant Tax will come to order. The secretary will please take the roll.
Vice Chair Hertz.
Here.
Vice Chair Cohenour.
Present.
President Blaisdell.
Excuse.
Senator McClafferty.
Here.
Senator Molnar.
Time again.
Senator O'Brien.
Here.
Senator Pomnikowski.
Here.
Yes.
Senator Sales.
Here.
Senator Vance.
Excuse.
Chair Hoven.
Yes.
Thank you.
Members, we're only going to do two bills today. That's going to be House Bill 252 and House Bill 298. There are some amendments or discussion on the other, on 526 and 616. So we'll delay those till next week. The fiscal note for 252, Jarrett, are you going to put that online?
Mr. Chairman, if you want me to, I didn't know if it was handed out in the room, so I can certainly do that.
Is it?
I am ready. I have it up. If you guys need it up.
Do we have it here? No. Okay. Senator Hertz.
Mr. Chair, I'd move a due pass on House Bill 252. This is Senator Jones's bill that we heard, I believe, yesterday about the tax credit for employer-paid education.
Discussion on the motion.
Question.
Yes, Senator O'Brien.
Yeah. Just for the Mr. Chair, just for the record, I'm excited about this bill, and I'll be a yes vote, but I also am hoping that we can find some opportunity to go directly to students so that students who maybe have just graduated from high school or who are in the workforce but their employer doesn't have that, you know, if they're interested in changing jobs, I am hopeful that we can have perhaps another bill that addresses that issue as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator O'Brien. I think that's an excellent idea.
Another question.
Senator Molnar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This laundry list, starting on page 3 of what all's covered, and it goes to 4, which is 16, about 26, 27 trades. This is a list of winners and losers, I guess, because who determined where we need the training to go? Carpet installers? Glazers? Is there a shortage of carpet installers and glazers, or how did this list come to be? Roofers? I'm not aware that anybody needs training in roofing. You pretty much learn that in about 30 minutes. Okay. You don't know?
The drafter generated the list. That's all I can tell you.
Those drafters, but you know how they are. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I do think that this was a list that was put together that includes, you know, the folks that we're trying to get to. I think the unions might have been involved in the lists and some of that, because part of what they were trying to do was establish a way for businesses and schools to work together, and I think that there was much discussion about what that list looked like. And then you saw that there's amendments that added a couple of folks that will hopefully be able to take advantage of it as well. So through discussions, I think it grew a little bit just to make sure we got some good folks in there. And I do think it's a list that could be adjusted as need be.
Senator Cornhart, from Mike, are unions able to get the tax credit? They don't really make any money on this. So it's we're not incentivizing them for their trade programs and all that, I don't think, with this.
Senator Cornhart.
Mr. Chairman, some of the unions actually put on the training. So the employer would probably get the money for actually incentivizing the training with the unions. It's just a thought. I believe that that would be allowed with the bill.
I see it says corporate income tax credit, and that certainly wouldn't be unions.
But it would go to the employer.
Yeah.
For funding the training.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Through, does that make sense? Okay.
If indeed that's accurate, it makes sense.
Senator Temple.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, there's a couple of us in this committee that are in education, and this kind of follows through with some of the technical career and technical training stuff that we work on in education, so I think I'll be a yes on this one.
Question's been called. We'll try a voice vote.
I tried it once
before. Okay.
Know how'd that work out?
Okay, well, all those in favor of the motion to do pass on House Bill 252 signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
Me.
One yes. No.
One grudge, imagine.
Senator Pomakowski? Yes? No?
No, I'm a no.
Okay.
Senator Pomakowski is a no. Okay.
Senator Blaisdell and Vance are aye by proxy.
Once again, the Molnar Pomankowski Union stands.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chair, I
would... Who's going to carry this bill?
I can volunteer. Or Shannon, did you want to carry? Sure.
Thank you, Shannon. Senator O'Brien, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, I'd move a due pass on House Bill 298. This is the bill we heard yesterday. Revised information on the property valuation statement, which taxpayers receive generally around June sometime on the changes in their valuation.
Basically, it has their old appraisal and the new appraisal, and if there's a 10% difference, there will be a comment as to what caused the change, whether it was market, new construction, or classification. It's probably only going to be one of those three, and there may be another, but I think it's a good bill.
Question.
Question's been called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
Senators Vance and Blaisdell are aye by proxy.
Motion carries. Who wants to volunteer to carry that one?
I can carry it.
Thank you, Senator Hertz. And with that, members, we're done. We will not meet on Monday. We'll meet on Tuesday. We got two bills on Tuesday, and we'll meet at 9 o'clock on Tuesday. Any other comments? Or with that, we're adjourned. Jarrett, you got your hand up.
It doesn't have to go on the record. Mr. Chairman, I was just going to give you an update personally. The double factor apportionment bill has already made it through edit. It's in the basement, and so maybe even ready for pickup on Monday.
Good. Okay. Thank you, Jarrett.